I'd like to call the zoning administrator meeting of July 5th, 2018 to order. It's 1:31 PM and just is some housekeeping stuff. I don't know if you folks have a copy of the agenda or the staff report, but there are, I think, a couple back here on this table if either of you are missing one. Any member of the public may ask the zoning administrator to be heard on public hearings on the agenda as those are called. Those persons addressing the zoning administrator are requested to give their name and address for the record. Except as otherwise provided by law, no action shall be taken on any items not appearing on the following agenda. However, items may be taken up in a different sequence were there more than one item, but since there's only one, we'll only have one sequence, I guess, today. And members of the public may address the zoning administrator on items of interest to the public that are not on the agenda and are within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. So with that, we'll move on to the next item, approval of minutes. I'm told that the minutes have been approved by one of our other zoning administrators and that they are in order and ready for submittal. Item number three on the agenda, discussion items. This is our public hearing. It's public hearing PA170031, a request for a use permit to the zoning administrator for construction of an 8-foot high trellis within the front yard setback area, a 14-foot high patio cover within the rear setback area, and a 7-foot high block wall on the rear property line along an adjacent flood control channel. Applicant for the project, George Richards. The location of the project is at 2972 Silverwood Drive in Rossmore. And may we have a staff report, please?
Presentation.
Presentation.
All right. Good afternoon.
May staff present on the staff report.
Good afternoon. PA170031 is requesting a use permit to allow construction of an 8-foot high trellis in the front and side setback area, a 14-foot high patio cover in the rear setback area, and a 7-foot high block wall on the rear property line along an adjacent flood control channel. The project is categorically exempt from the provisions of CEQA, according to Class 1, existing facilities, and Class 3, new construction or conversion of small structures. The subject property is located at 2972 Silverwood Rossmore within the 2nd Supervisory District. The property is zoned R1-28 Single Family Residence District with a 28-foot maximum height limit. The lot is 7,700 square feet in size. It is an interior lot facing Silverwood Drive with a County of Orange flood control channel adjacent to the rear property line. The property is developed with an existing two-story single-family dwelling and attached garage. Previous approvals for this property include a variance 4674 approved May 18, 1961, which permitted the construction of a swimming pool and pool barrier wall within the front setback area. PA980165 approved December 17, 1998, permitted a variance to reduce the required rear setback to 15 feet and 7 inches instead of the required 25 feet for a second floor addition, and a use permit to relocate a 6-foot block wall 7 feet and 6 inches from the property line instead of the required 20 feet. In December 10, 2015, a code enforcement case was opened for construction of unpermitted trellis in the front setback area. In response to the violation, the applicant has submitted PA170031 to permit the existing trellis and construction of a proposed overhead patio covering the rear setback and a proposed overhead block wall along the rear property line. The applicant is requesting a use permit to allow for construction of an 8-foot tall trellis within the required side and front setback area. The trellis post would be set back 2 feet from the east side of the property line and 1 foot back from the property line along the north front side of the property and would be parallel to the existing driveway. As per section 7-9-137E of the zoning code, no accessory structures are permitted within the front setback area unless approved by the zoning administrator. The applicant is also requesting a use permit for the construction of a patio cover in the rear setback area that exceeds the maximum height of 12 feet permitted by the zoning code section 7-9-137E. The applicant proposes to construct the patio cover to a maximum height of 14 feet. The patio cover post would be located 4 feet from the rear property line and 6 feet 10 inches from the westerly side property line. Additionally, the applicant is also requesting a use permit for a block wall within the required rear setback that exceeds the maximum height of 6 feet permitted by the zoning code section 79-137.5C. The proposed block wall is 7 feet tall and would be located along the rear property line adjacent to the existing flood control channel. The subject site and the surrounding properties are zoned R1/28 single family residence district and are developed with single family dwellings. Adjacent to the southerly property line in the rear is the 45 wide existing flood control channel, which separates the project site from additional neighboring single family residence on the opposite side of the channel. The proposed trellis would be located 2 feet from the east side of the property line, 1 foot back from the property line along the north side of the property, and would be parallel to the existing driveway. The proposed trellis has the potential to directly affect the adjacent east side property at 2992 Silverwood Drive, as the trellis would be adjacent to the neighbor's driveway. As the trellis is an open structure, it has a lesser visual impact, and the minimal massing and open decorative trellis does not impede traffic safety. Traffic engineering has reviewed and approved the location of the trellis, and as part of this approval, the applicant will be responsible for ensuring that no vines grow closer than 5 feet from the ground and that no vines grow between the trellis posts in such a way that the visibility between the trellis posts would be impeded, as stated in condition of approval number 9. The proposed 14-foot tall patio cover would be located 4 feet from the rear property line and 6 feet and 10 inches from the west side of the property. Since the rear of the property borders a 45-foot flood channel, which separates the project site from neighboring single-family residences, on the opposite side of the channel, the visual impact of the proposed patio cover is less than a standard situation with a full setback and no channel. The proposed 7-foot block wall would be located completely within the property site and would not impede the neighboring visibility, as the wall would be located at the rear of the property along the 45 wide existing flood control channel, which separates the project site from additional neighboring single family residents on the opposite side of the channel. Multiple use permits for overhead structures in setback areas have been previously approved in the Rossmore area, and this proposal is typical to those approvals. Staff reviewed the applicant's request for use permit and found the proposed project to be compliant with the County of Orange zoning code. It is an allowed principal permit use in the single family residence district and has been found to be compatible with adjacent residential uses, including similar previous approvals. Staff recommends zoning administrator approval of planning application PA-170031 for a use permit subject to the attached recommending findings and conditions of approval. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Cynthia. And just for the record, the only structure that exists today that is part of this request is the trellis in the front yard.
That's right.
Back. Okay, thank you very much. Would the applicant care to say anything for the record, or?
It was a birthday gift for my wife. She likes making domadas, and you need fresh grape leaves. So that's why the trellis went up.
Can I just have you state your name and
George
address for the record?
At 2972 Silverwood.
Okay. And you have had a chance to read through the staff report and see the conditions being placed upon the project, and you're in agreement with those conditions?
Yes, I reviewed the report, and I have no objection to the conditions.
Okay. I will mention that since the one structure is existing already, it would need what's known as an after the fact permit from our building department. With the block wall and the trellis in the rear, since those have not yet been constructed, those will go through a plan check process, much like the front trellis will too, which I'm not sure if you were made aware that since there is no permit on file and we're kind of doing this a little backwards, you would be required to submit plans for that front structure for a building permit approval.
Yes, I understand.
I'm sure if you don't already have plans that it was built from, kind of reverse engineer them to kind of fit a... And the reason I'm kind of focusing on that front structure is I know that our building department, they tend to get a little weird sometimes when structures are located very close to property lines, whether it's a habitable structure, a trellis structure, any sort of, so they might have some additional concerns with that location. But I'm not a plan check engineer, so I can't...
I'm hoping they don't, but I appreciate that they may, because...
Okay.
I'm in the business of building things.
Okay.
And
it's very nice, by the way. I mean, it looks
thank
like
thank you. I am aware that they may raise some issues that are of a technical nature.
Okay, and it may behoove you just to have a chat with them before, as you're preparing these plans or before you actually submit, just to, you know, so there are things that need to be taken into consideration during that plan process when you're putting that together, so. All right, anything else to add? Okay, thank you very much. I guess I should have technically opened the public hearing, but I will open the public hearing and close the public hearing with your input. And I don't have any questions for staff at this point. It's all very straightforward, I think. These are very common issues that the zoning administrator sees.
Mr. Zia, would you mind reopening a public hearing portion just to ask, is there anyone else?
Oh, I'm sorry. reopen the public hearing. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak today? Anyone? Okay. Seeing no one, I will go ahead and close the public hearing. Thank you, Secretary.
You're welcome.
And as I mentioned, this is a pretty straightforward request. I don't see any issues with it. I would just add one additional condition to the conditions that are already here, that the applicant does apply for building permits for both the existing structure and the proposed block wall and rear trellis structure. With that, I will go ahead and approve First, I will find that the proposed project is categorically exempt from classes 1 and 3 of the provisions of CEQA for further environmental impact documentation pursuant to sections 15301 and 15303 of the CEQA guidelines, and approve planning application PA170031 for a use permit subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval, and as those conditions have been amended today. That concludes item number 3. Item number 4, public comments. At this time, any members of the public may address the zoning administrator regarding any items within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. However, no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 5 minutes per person and 20 minutes for all comments unless different time limits are set by the zoning administrator. Is there anybody here that would like wish to make a public comment today? Seeing no one, we'll move on to item 5, adjournment. The next regular zoning administrator meeting is scheduled for July 19th, 2018, and this concludes today's zoning administrator hearing. Thank you.